You are listening to Sherlock Holmes by Arthur Conan Doyle. Narrated by Sanket Mhatre. The Man with the Twisted Lip. Isa Whitney, brother of the late Elias Whitney, D.D., principal of the Theological College of St. George's, was much addicted to opium. The habit grew upon him, as I understand, from some foolish freak when he was at college. For having read De Quincey's description of his dreams and sensations, he had drenched his tobacco with laudanum in an attempt to produce the same effects. He found, as so many more have done, that the practice is easier to attain than to get rid of, and for many years he continued to be a slave to the drug, an object of mingled horror and pity to his friends and relatives. I can see him now, with yellow, pasty face, drooping lids, and pinpoint pupils, all huddled in a chair, the wreck and ruin of a noble man. One night, it was in June 89, there came a ring to my bell. About the hour when a man gives his first yawn and glances at the clock. I sat up in my chair, and my wife laid her needlework down in her lap and made a little face of disappointment. "A patient," said she. "You'll have to go out." I groaned, for I was newly come back from a weary day. We heard the door open, a few hurried words, and then quick steps up to the linoleum. Our own door flew open, and a lady, clad in some dark-colored stuff, with a black veil, entered the room. "You will excuse my calling so late," she began, and then, suddenly losing her self-control, she ran forward, threw her arms about my wife's neck, and sobbed upon her shoulder. "Oh, I am in such trouble," she cried. "I do so want a little help." "Why," said my wife, pulling up her veil, "it is Kate Whitney." "How you startled me, Kate. I had not an idea who you were when you came in. I didn't know what to do, so I came straight to you." That was always the way. Folk who were in grief came to my wife like birds to a lighthouse. "It was very sweet of you to come. Now, you must have some wine and water, and sit here comfortably, and tell us all about it. Or should you rather that I send James off to bed?" "Oh, no, no. I want the doctor's advice and help too. It's about Isa. He has not been home for 2 days. I am so frightened about him." It was not the first time that she had spoken to us of her husband's trouble. To me as a doctor, to my wife as an old friend and school companion. We soothed and comforted her by such words.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?